Haskell, Brother and Sister, St. Helena, California, April 4, 1907. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, we have not heard from you for so long that I am afraid you are sick. Will you please write to us that we may know how you are? My eyes have been troubling me again, but I managed to get off my letters, though it causes me much pain to do so. I have not heard from Berkeley since you left. It has rained almost continuously until a few days ago. I have ridden out several times since the weather cleared. I have just driven to the sanitarium to see the site of the new hospital building. It is to be erected a little beyond and above the house we built on the hillside. This is a situation for the new building. The lumber has been negotiated for, and the work has begun in earnest. The workmen are now excavating for the foundation. The sanitarium is now so full that it is impossible to accommodate any more patients. This hospital will be a blessing to the institution, and I am very thankful that the Lord has made it possible for us to have it. I wish you could go to Melrose and inquire into the state of affairs there. I heard that Dr. Nicola went to Battle Creek and then to Missouri, and that he is not in his right mind. I think if possible you should go to Melrose and see how things really are at the sanitarium, and a visit from you might do them much good. We are all as busy as ever. I am trying to do the work in writing that needs to be done. There has been so much to do that we could not leave for Loma Linda and Paradise Valley as we had planned. And I have been feeling so weak that I could not leave home until I had gained a little strength. What to do for physicians in Loma Linda and Paradise Valley, we cannot tell. We very much need physicians of firm principles. There are plenty who, when temptation comes, are switched off onto false tracks. The workers at Paradise Valley feel disappointed that I have not visited Southern California as I promised, but several things have hindered me from doing so. Edson wrote that he was coming to St. Helena, and we waited for him. He came last week, but stayed only a day, as his book work called him to Mountain View. He finds that in Mountain View now, he has a good opportunity to get out his books, and he thinks to move there. He has made a contract for the use of the tank house for the present, intending to purchase it later on. The tank house is near Elder Loughborough's home. As soon as he can make the necessary arrangements, he will move Emma to Mountain View. I would much rather have Edson in Mountain View than in Nashville, for we can meet and counsel together oftener. Edson prefers Mountain View to any place he has seen thus far. He will have to return to Nashville shortly to settle up his business there. I pray the Lord to give us wisdom that we may move wisely in every way. I understand that Dr. Kress is on his way to Washington. He is expected to arrive in Vancouver April 11th. We are inviting him to visit us. I wish you could read the excellent letter we had from Brother Sutherland. He writes very encouragingly of the work and expresses his appreciation of the efforts I have made to encourage the work there. I am of good courage. Pray for me that my eyes may be healed. I am earnestly praying for this. Even as I write this letter, I am suffering considerable pain, but I believe that the Lord will restore me. I have sent a word of caution to our brethren not to invest too largely in the new sanitarium at Nashville, for there are many other places that need our help and should have it. The Madison work must have our support if success is to attend that enterprise. God designs that light shall come to the workers there, and that the work shall be carried on successfully. One certain mold is not to be given to every line of the work. God has given various gifts to his different workers, and to every man his work. His faithful servants will prosper under the training that the Lord will give. Man is to keep his hands off his fellow man, and let the Lord teach his workers how to labor in right lines. Write to me as soon as you can.